Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series. Unfortunately, I don't have with me all the list of names, so it should be a schus for all those that we normally dedicate this this presentation to. Just been on the road. I guess, as difficult as it is, we do have to address the tragedies that we have been facing and have befallen our people in such a overwhelmingly tragic way. The pain, the suffering, the loss, loss of young, precious lives. It's something that the way most of us cope and we could be forgiven for it is just to, just to get it out of our minds, because when you think about it, when you focus on it, it's extremely painful. We'll have our own families, relatives, and so it's a serious thing that if we pay attention to it, it's very painful. And sometimes the coping mechanism is to look the other way. But I think we do have to address it, at least in this forum, where we are dedicated to focusing and using every opportunity to put our trust in Hashem. And I'd like to just discuss that on a few levels. I'm not going to discuss tragedy, other than we know that there are no accidents. Everything is min hashamayim. No one can do anything to us unless this is what Hashem decrees for us. And that, to a great extent, is comforting. We also know that there are neshamas that come into this world that have a mission to sometimes be mashlim, to complete a sojourn of a previous generation of a tzaddik, and they have to come back for a few years and just complete the mission. And then they leave the world accomplished, finalized, finished, finished with their accomplishment, the purpose for which they came. So these are things that happen. And we're aware of these things. And they help us a little bit to cope with the pain. But I would like to talk about Bitochon on two angles. And I think that tragedy gives us an opportunity to reach new levels of Bitochon. I know in my own personal life, many years ago, I suffered a personal tragedy. I discovered a world of bitochon that not only I didn't know existed, I never imagined existed. And that's something that's we definitely have to do. And when there is tragedy and there is pain and there could arise questions, then it's an opportunity to recognize that we trust Hashem, that everything he does is as it should be, is as hard as it is to say, is letav, kol mad obrachmon letav. How can you say such a thing? How can you think such a thing? I don't know. I don't understand it. We can't understand how certain things are good, but we know Hashem is molei chesed and rachamim. And our bitochin has to tell us, in my heart, I come to peace and to grips with the magnitude of this tragedy, because I know that Hashem does everything good. How, where, why, who could understand it? Taka beyond my understanding. But, it won't be the first thing that I didn't understand in life and about life and in this world. But this is an opportunity to refocus ourselves. Yes, Hashem is in control of everything. Yes, Hashem is Molei Chesed Rachamim. Yes, we can't understand sometimes, and we certainly can't see where is the Chesed, where is the Rachamim. But we know it's there. And to strengthen ourselves, we have to take these challenging and painful and tragic situations and rise above them and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we don't get it. We're not happy. It's painful. It's tragic. The suffering that's going on is mind-boggling. But we trust you. We trust that despite the fact that we can't imagine, we can't comprehend, we can't, in our wildest dreams, imagine how all this could be a good thing. But we trust you that you're all chesed. Olam chesed yibone. You created the world to do chesed. You conduct the world with chesed and rachamim. And even your mishpot, your makdim, Rashi says, the midas harachamim, and made it a shutuk with the midas ha-mishpot. And then, of course, there's chesed that takes us beyond. And therefore, we trust in you. We're learning to trust you. We're strengthening our trust in you. At a time of grief and of pain, we're working harder and harder to develop more and more trust in you. That everything you do is chesed and rachamim and emes hatsur tomim poloi ki kol drochav mishpot keel emuna vein ovel tzadik v'yosharu. That's one. But I think that if we allow ourselves and if we avail ourselves of this opportunity to grow in the midas habitochen and the chesed Hashem, then there's something else that we can accomplish. Kol Yisrael is a unit. And we have schusim, which go beyond our own and even our family's lives. There's a collective schus for Klal Yisrael. The koyach habitochon is ein l'shaya. And if we can use an opportunity like this to develop a deeper sense of trusting Hashem's chesed in the most unlikely and the most incomprehensible situations, then that's a schus that can help us, that can preserve us, that can save us from other such situations and can make a difference in the life and in the future of Klal Yisrael. I think that, therefore, this is an opportunity to refocus on using and strengthening and using our bitochen and focusing it on the life and the challenges and the pain and the suffering and the tragedies of Klal Yisrael. You know, we say Tehillim, Rabbi Yashim Zichrono Livrocha, before he passed away many years ago, he said that he recommended, he actually felt it was the appropriate thing to do, to say three kapitlach Tehillim after davening, Pei Gimel, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Pei Gimel, Kuf Lamed and Kuf Mem Beis, and then I guess Achenu Kuf Beis Yisroel. And these things are Mechazek HaBitochon. That's what Tehillim does. It inspires us in Bitochon. And when we become more inspired in Bitochon, we can help to prevent future calamities, future tragedies, future suffering to Achenu B'nei Yisroel Bichlal and our own individuals Bifrat. And I think that maybe is the lesson that we have to take away from all of this. Mitzar echod, the pain is nerav oyim. And we don't mean in any way to explain away the pain. The pain is there. It's real. The tragedy is real. The tragedy for those that have left this world to a better world, no question, still tragic on the lost opportunity for doing so many mitzvahs and for growing so much and for contributing so much to the world. The family, the friends, the close ones, a tragedy is certainly an unbearable proportion. But from it all, if we take the focus to recognize that, Hashem, we trust you. We don't understand you. That's true. We don't understand you. On the highest level, maybe we're not even supposed to try to understand you. On a more human level, we try to understand you and probably fall short after all the efforts because it's beyond us. But we trust that everything you do is just. You're a tzaddik, you're a yosher. You created the world and continue to do chesed and rachamim. And just because we can't understand it, it shouldn't detract. Sometimes it does, but it shouldn't detract from that total confidence that we have in you and all of your kindness and all of your yashvas and so forth. And hopefully that can be a schus for Klal Yisrael in general, that such tragic events should be avoided. There's no question about the collective schus of the tefillos and the bitochen that Klal Yisrael musters has a hashpa on everything that happens to us. As we strengthen ourselves spiritually, we become more protected. The Goyim said it in a very simple way. When it says HaKoil Kol Yaakov HaYidayim VeEsav, the first koil is written without a vav. HaKal Kol Yaakov VeHayidayim VeEsav. When the Kol Yaakov, the Kol HaTorah, maybe also the Kol HaTfilo, is weak, it's kal, then the Yodayim VeEsav can be upon us. But when it's Kol Kol Yaakov, when it's strong, when it's mole, when it's full, the Yodayim VeEsav can't touch us. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help all those that suffer, have suffered, and are suffering tragedy, should find the deepest sense of nechoma. A nechoma that comes from an appreciation of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, despite what we don't understand. And we should strengthen ourselves in the Midas HaBitochen. And the schus of the Midas HaBitochen, we should be zeicha to find ourselves in a matzav of shmira me'ula, a unique level of shmira. The shemer Yisroel should be shmer she'eris Yisroel, while yoivad Yisroel protect us, and we should not know any further tragedy and any further loss of life. All the trials and tribulations that we suffer should come to an end. And as we've been awaiting for a long time, we should be zeicher to be mekabel pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehirah b'yomeinu.